Although Savoonga whalers have had three successful bowhead strikes this whaling season, crews in Barrow and other villages to the north are having a difficult time just getting out to open water. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
Janice Meadows is executive director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission in Barrow. She says a glance out her third floor window tells the story.
I see a bunch of ice and lots of ridges. That means the ice has been knocked in towards town, and I can see for miles and miles of ice.
Whaling started in mid-April, but so far, Barrow crews have had no chance to get past huge ridges of ice pressing on shore. Whaling Captain Eugene Brower, who heads the Barrow Whaling Captains Association, says the crews are ready and waiting in whaling camps.
And they're waiting for the ideal weather conditions to blow the ice out. When it first went out in middle part of April, and the whales were migrating north, but after that, the wind shifted to south-southwest winds and brought the polar pack in, and it's been open and closing quite regularly, and so far it's been closed. Then we had this heat wave for about almost a week. We had melting. Last week was melting quite a bit here. But still no open water.
He says they need northeast winds to open up a fracture in the polar pack. Brower says that when the wind shifts, crews will get busy unless the recent high temperatures pose an additional threat.
Well, it all depends how fast the ice is melting or how safe it is to be out there. And very thin ice this year. There's some good spots where it was 3 to 4 feet thick, and some areas only about a foot thick or less. So it all depends on the conditions of the ice when she finally opens up.
Cape Prince of Wales, Little Diomede, Kivalina, Point Hope, Point Lay, and Wainwright are all at the mercy of the winds, Brower says. Savoonga has had better luck. That village was not affected by the stubborn ice in mid-April. Savoonga crews made the community's first strike on April 15th. George Nuungwuk is the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission vice chairman. He's one of 32 registered whaling captains in Savoonga.
We just got done with our spring whaling season. Everybody's back because the ice came in. Now we're concentrating on getting walrus and bearded seals right now. But we were successful in landing three bowheads this spring. It's all of them around 40 feet in length, mid-sized whales.
Nuungwuk says there are around 1,600 people in and around Savoonga and Gamble.
We share the muktuk and meet with some of our relatives and also our friends, you know, close by, like in Nome and Anchorage and some of the other outlying communities.
Each bowhead contributes about 40 tons of meat to the villages. Savoonga is allowed 8 strikes each season. Nuungwuk says unused strikes can be transferred to other villages that need them. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.